You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning to each and every one of you. And what do we say on this day of the week? We say WTW, don't we? Of course we do. Yes, welcome to Wednesday. It is Wednesday, it is the 22nd of March. I'm Jerry D, and I'm going to be with you from now 7 o'clock right through till 10 this morning, hopefully keeping you entertained. And looking at today's date with us here on The Breakfast Show on Cool FM, we had to put this one, really. This had to be the special... special birthday for today. This guy is larger than life. William Shatner, of course. 1931, he was born on this day. He's a Canadian actor and a recording artist and an author. Now, of course, he gained worldwide fame and became a cultural icon for his portrayal of James T. Kirk, captain of the USS Enterprise, in the science fiction television series Star Trek. That was from 1996 to 1969. Believe it or not, just 3 years. And of course, in seven of the subsequent Star Trek feature movies. So very happy birthday to Richard Shatner.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
There we go. Yes, Creedence Clearwater Revival bringing us in this morning here on the Breakfast Show. Creedence Clearwater Revival. I've played them for a little while. That's called Travelling Band. Now, time on the Breakfast Show, 5 minutes after 7 o'clock, if you are keeping an eye on the time. And by the way, William Shatner, I say, the guy is larger than life. He was just interviewed the other day on a program on the BBC World Channel called Click, which is all about technology. and how they're putting all these sort of life stories and that onto a tape so they can be referred to. And William Shatner, of course, is in there, as he would be. 92 years of age. Absolutely incredible. Happy birthday to William Shatner. And right, what have we got lined up for this morning? It is Wednesday, as we said. Welcome to Wednesday. Well, I hope it is, at any rate. Yesterday was such a busy day. Anyway, coming in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, we've got Andreas coming in, and he's going to be reviewing a movie. Shazam is what I think it is. And also Yasmin went to the movies last night and saw the new John Wick movie. So, well, we'll no doubt be talking about that as well. Plenty of great music. Plenty of great music going right through till 10 this morning.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go. Yes, Quincy Jones featuring June there, and I Know Corrida. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to 14 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Let me just say a very big thank you once again to everyone that's getting right through the day yesterday, to all those amazing people that sent some wonderful good wishes. Very, very nice. Very, very kind. Thank you all so very much. And people say, well, what did you do with yourself yesterday? Not a lot, really. I went to Multi Plaza, had a little bit of lunch, a glass of wine, and went and had a look around the shops. We're going on vacation again in May. Not that I'm counting, but it was 6 weeks yesterday that we're leaving. So it was another piece of luggage we were looking for, so I sort of spent my time having a look around if I could find what matched our case we bought last year. So I did that, and I went to Multi Centro, had a little look around there as well, because they've got a good shop in there for luggage too. And that was it, that was the excitement of my day, and I enjoyed it. Because I thought, no, I'm not just going to sit at home, which is, you know, basically when I'm working, I sort of say, no, I have this guilt complex, I always have when it comes to work. If I'm supposed to be doing something, I always feel I should be doing something. Otherwise, I feel guilty. So after 10 o'clock, I feel guilty. Right, let's see. I'll tell you what, it's time to do this. Let's take a look at the shower song for this morning. And let me see, what have I got for you? I've got something, it comes from... You can tell I'm just looking up. Anyway, the truth is, ain't nothing gonna keep me from you. A little bit of disco for you, as we try to do in the shower. That's it, wave the old arms around. Well done. we go, yes, Ain't Nothing Gonna Keep Me From You. Written, believe it or not, that was written by Barry Gibb in 1977. Anyway, out you get. There we go. On your way to where it is you're going today. Recorded by Terry DeSario and was her debut single and was included on her debut album, Pleasure Train. That was in 78. It entered the US charts on the 22nd of July, 1978, the same week that number one single. It was Andy Gibb's Shadow Dancing as well, which was co-written by Barry Gibb, co-produced by Alvy Galutin. The musicians who played on this song also played on Shadow Dancing. And the single, well, it got to number 43 on the Billboard Hot 100. So there we are, in a shower with you this morning. Take a deep breath and relax. With Jose Feliciano.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Hesitation's through. There's no time to wallow in the mire. Darling, we could only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
There we go. That's Donna Lewis with you, and I love you always, forever. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're making our way down to the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a look in a minute. Some of the international news headlines for this morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Absolutely. And the time is exactly 29 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Take a look at some of the international news and some of the business news for this Wednesday morning. Russia launched a swarm of drones into Ukraine overnight, killing at least 4 people near Kiev. This was in a display of force as China's President Xi Jinping left Moscow with promises of friendship, but little public mention of the war. Sirens blared across the capital and swathes of northern Ukraine, and the military said that it had shot down 16 of 21 Iran-made Shahid suicide drones. 2 accommodation blocks and an educational facility in the riverside town of Rizshaykiv, south of the capital, had been partially destroyed, the State Emergency Service said on the Telegram messaging app. Britain's Foreign Secretary James Cleverly said on Wednesday there was no nuclear escalation in the Ukraine war after Russian President Vladimir Putin criticised Britain for supplying depleted uranium tank munitions to Ukrainian forces. Britain's had on Monday confirmed that it was supplying Ukraine with ammunition which contained depleted uranium. The heavy metal is used in weapons because it can penetrate tanks and armour more easily due to its density, among other properties. Data from the early days of the COVID pandemic, briefly uploaded to a database by Chinese scientists, give information on its origins, including suggesting a role for raccoon dogs in the coronavirus reaching humans, international researchers have said. The virus was first identified in the Chinese city of Wuhan in December of 2019, with many suspecting a live animal market to be involved. This was before spreading around the world and killing nearly 7 million people to date. The Solomon Islands has awarded a multi-million dollar contract to a Chinese state company to upgrade an international port in Honiara. This was in a project funded by the Asian Development Bank, an official of the island nation said on Wednesday. The United States and its allies, including Australia, New Zealand and Japan, have held concerns that China has ambitions to build a naval base in the region since the Solomon Islands struck a security pact with Beijing last year. The UBS Group said on Wednesday that it would buy back 2.75 billion euros, that's around about $2.96 billion, worth of debt that it sold just days ago, seeking to boost confidence among investors rattled by its 3 billion rescue of rival Credit Suisse at the weekend. The bonds in question are senior unsecured bail-in notes that were sold on the 9th of March, a 1.5 billion euro, that's a 4.625% fixed rate note due in March of 2028, and a 1.25 billion euro, 4.75% fixed rate note due March of 2032, UBS said in a statement. British inflation unexpectedly rose to 10.4% in February, pushed up by higher food and drink prices in pubs and restaurants, according to official data that is likely to prompt the Bank of England to raise interest rates on Thursday. Economists polled by Reuters had forecast that the annual consumer price inflationary rate would drop to 9.9% in February from January's 10.1%, and move further away from October's 41-year high of 11.1%. Manufacturers and operators of electric vehicle chargers in the United States are bracing for a slowdown in production and deployment as they scramble to comply with, quote, Made in America, unquote, terms of a $7.5 billion federal program meant to accelerate the industry. Long-awaited rules laid out by the White House last month are part of President Joe Biden's efforts to build an electric-friendly highway system by 2030, tackling climate change and creating local jobs. Lebanon's central bank will begin selling unlimited amounts of US dollars in a bid to halt the spiraling devaluation of the Lebanese pound, Governor Riyad Salameh said on Tuesday. Salameh set a new rate for Serafa, the central bank's exchange platform, at 90,000 Lebanese pounds per dollar on Tuesday. He set a rate at 70,000 on the 1st of March, but it has steadily crept up, trading at 83,500 on the platform on Monday. European stocks struggled for momentum on Wednesday after a tentative recovery in the past two sessions, with investors looking ahead to a crucial monetary policy decision from the Federal Reserve amid turmoil in the banking sector. The Pan-European Stock 600 index inched up 0.1% after a two-day bounce lifted by banking stocks following a series of measures to stabilize the sector in the wake of the collapse of three US banks and trouble at Lender Credit Suisse. UK's FTSE 100 lagged its European peers after a hotter-than-expected inflation reading raised the chances of, as we mentioned, another rate increase this week from the Bank of England. Ubisoft declined 1.8% after HSBC upgraded the French video game producer's stock to buy from hold. Marks & Spencer Group rose 3.6% after Citi upgraded the British retailer stock to buy, saying its savings plan will help margin recovery. Oil prices edged lower on Wednesday following fresh indications of weak demand and as the market awaited a crucial interest rate decision by the US Federal Reserve. Brent crude futures, which have risen by almost 3% this week, were down 30 cents or 0.4%. 40% at $75.02 a barrel at 10:26 GMT today. US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures were down 29 cents or 0.42% at $69.38. And there we go. That's it. That's our look for this morning. Some of the international news headlines, as well as some of the things happening in the world of business. Bring us to almost exactly 23 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
with Jerry D.
We started off there with Ace of Base and Beautiful Life, and indeed it is, and the sun is shining. And Shalimar then, I Can Make You Feel Good. Right, I'll tell you what, somebody else who has a birthday for today. Don't know how many of you remember or even knew about Wilfred Bramble. Now, he was a British actor and a wonderful comedian. He was born back in 1912. If I say British, he was in fact Irish. He'll probably tell me off for that if he was still around. Film and television actor, best known for his role in the British television series Steptoe and Son. Did you ever see that? They made an American equivalent. I'm not sure if it's still going. Of course, he also starred alongside the Beatles. Yes, he was in the Beatles movies, and I tell you why, because I want my lead in. Oh, here we go. Because he was in their film. Remember the film A Hard Day's Night? He played Paul McCartney's fictional grandfather in the movie. So there we go. So I mean, I guess that's a lead in for this one, Hard Day's Night. There we go, that's it. So the Beatles there, say Wilfred Brambell was in the movie Hard Day's Night. I remember my mother taking me to see that. It was in one of the movie theatres in Leicester Square in London. Now remember, this was a movie. There was nobody on stage doing anything live. And my mother took me to see it, and the place was just packed with screaming girls, literally. Never saw anything about the movie. I've got it on. I got it on DVD now, though. Good movie. Right, I'm going to do one more piece of music, and then I've got some good mornings to say for this morning. This is Chris Farlow. Yesterday's Papers.
Who wants yesterday's papers? Who wants yesterday's girl? Yesterday's papers, nobody in the world. After this time I finally learned, after the pain and hurt, after all this, what have I achieved? To realize it's time to leave. Oh, who wants yesterday's papers? Who wants yesterday's girls now? Who wants yesterday's papers? Nobody in the world. I'm living a life of constant changes. Every day means a turn of the pages. Yesterday's papers are such bad news. The same thing applies to me and you. Oh!
Everybody said I didn't need papers, but I read them all. Yeah, yeah, through all yesterday's papers, I've got to. Who was yesterday's girl? Now, who was yesterday's papers? But nobody in the world. Oh, it seems very hard to have just one girl when there's all a million others in the world. All the people, they just can't wait. They fall right into that big mistake. Yeah, I've got to tell everybody who wants yesterday's baby. I've got to have them all. I want yesterday's girl. I've got to have all those yesterday's babies. Nobody in the world.
I couldn't agree more. Who wants yesterday's papers? Absolutely nobody. But if you give me a copy of tomorrow's paper, it'd be really cool. Look at the lottery numbers. Right, now say some good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou with us bright and early this morning. She wishes everybody a great Wednesday. Yep, welcome to Wednesday, WTW boys and girls. And also, we've got to go over to Athens in Greece, and we've got to say a very good morning to Renee and Rick. Now, you sent me a little video which I thought was really sweet. That's really nice. Thank you. Because it was a birthday song that they made up for me, and they sang themselves, which was really, really nice. So thank you very much for that. And let me see. You asked if I could play a piece of music for you, which is Peter Frampton and Show Me the Way. And of course I'm going to do that. But first, I really have to play your birthday song. Yes, I know. I know Rick said, yeah, yeah, there's a good one for the radio. And Renee was saying, oh, no, please, please, please don't.
Hey, Jerry D, happy birthday. We're going to do our traditional family birthday song, which we send to all our family members. We hope you enjoy it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jerry D. Happy birthday to
anyways, happy birthday. I hope you're having a great day.
Happy birthday.
there we go. That's Bobby Frampton, or Peter Frampton, rather. And Show Me the Way. I love the opening of that song. And, big thanks. I thought that was hilarious to Renee and Rick over there. That is in Greece. Came a long way, didn't it? Well, I got one from the Taj Mahal as well yesterday as well, from Ingrid. Thank you for that. I love this line here. She says, we were cracking up when we made this. We had to redo it 3 times. I think you really should have sent me the first one, don't you? Thank you, that was really fun. Great fun, thanks very much. Take us up the top of the hour, Bobby Thurston. Check out the groove. Funk time on The Breakfast Show.
Con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now Vale Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431-0419. And Valley Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
say I still want you so much. Say I was loving you for just one reason. Loving you for just one reason. You require for desire. Na na na. Why remember having all the love to give? I remember a precious blister of all my love.
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Respectful.
And that is Mr. Thomas Lang, the happy man, and that was preceded by Wet, Wet, Wet. And I remember, if you keep your eye on the time, we're 22 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, I'm now at the airport at New Delhi, flying back to Pune. Yes, and then tomorrow's a day of rest, and then on Friday I fly back to Dubai, and then from Dubai to, what's that city called? Amsterdam, and then from Amsterdam to Panama. I can't wait. I'm kind of getting tired. I'm getting ready to come home. It's been a rough couple of days. Yeah, I hate something didn't agree with me, and yep, that's what happened. You know what happened. Yeah, but I'm much better now. So I'm at the airport, going to be drinking a lot of water, things like that. So hopefully everything is going to go well. I'm just waiting on my friend Prabir. We're going to be going into the lounge. He has been a dream come true. What a great tour guide. I couldn't have been more pleased with all the things he's done. He is incredible. He has taken us to so many places. I can hardly believe all the places. I'm going to have to sit down and look at my pictures and look at all the placards that I took pictures of in hopes that I get everything all set so I don't miss anything, because there were so many things to see, so many things to do. It was just amazing. I went to so many tombs. I went to Hindi monuments. I went to Mughal monuments. I went to Islamic monument. It's just, it's an incredible country. And I just saw a tidbit of it. Not a whole lot, just the little tips. So I am panting because my luggage is getting heavier and heavier because I'm getting tireder and tireder. So tomorrow's a day of rest, and then I'll spring back and be better tomorrow, better than ever. Because tomorrow is Thursday. Is it Thursday? Yeah, I think so. And that means the next day following is Friday Fun Facts. Okay. All right, you guys have a wonderful day. I appreciate all your listening. Where in the world is Ingrid? Right now she's in India, New Delhi, getting on a plane, heading to Pune. And then back to back to Panama. Until then, back to you in the studio.
There we go. That's the Ivy League and tossing and turning, which I was doing last night because I woke up about 3:30 and I could hear this noise sort of in the background. The window was open and sounded like somebody was doing fumigation. And then a little bit later on I heard beep, beep, beep. Then I realized they were doing roadworks in the middle of the night. I don't have to be done. Things, and it wasn't very loud, but it got stuck in my brain. So that's what I ended up doing, tossing and turning all night. Ivy League. Right, it is time on The Breakfast Show to, apart from other things, say good morning to Yasmin. Are you there, Yas? Anybody home?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. You went to the movies yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we'll come back to you on that. Now, the other person with it, will you please put your video games away and put your... Yes, you need a microphone.
I do need a microphone. How are you doing? Good morning, Jerry.
Second thoughts. I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Thank you. How was your birthday yesterday?
It was very nice. It was very relaxing. I went and had a nice lunch, multi-plaza, went and looked at some luggage, which was very exciting.
Did you buy luggage?
No, I looked at it.
Yeah, I got it.
You know, it's cheaper that way.
Was it pretty?
Very pretty. Yeah, lots of different colors.
Lots of different colors.
Yeah, lots of different
colors.
What
was your favorite color?
Well, we've already got a blue one. So we're going to buy a blue one to match the blue one that we've got, which is the same make as the blue.
How blue? Like dark blue or like bright blue?
No, vibrant blue.
Oh, nice. So you can spot it from far away.
Yeah, and you can probably spot everybody else's as well.
Okay, there you go.
You know, so there we go. Yeah. How was your week?
It was good. It was good. It was, it's been hectic, a little bit hectic, I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday, when I went to the movies, I decided to shut off my phone. So I literally shut off my
phone.
Really?
It's a shame you don't do that when you're here, really, isn't it?
I got to be honest. I wish I could. I really want to, but I can't seem to... I can't seem to not work. It's frustrating.
Excuse me, I think I got a message.
You got a message?
Yeah, I'll come back to
you. It's probably from my work. Probably from my work. Trying to look for me at this point.
But anyway, thank you for your nice message yesterday.
Thank you, of course. It was, you know, it's very true.
If I'd realized that, you know, you enjoy yourself here so much, I'd have probably got somebody else.
Why? Why would you do that?
Enjoy yourself. This is work.
This is, it requires work, but I don't consider it work. I think there's a difference.
Okay. All right. Me neither.
There you go.
So what did you go and see this week?
I went to see Shazam, Fury of the Gods.
Oh, is this like a superhero movie?
It is a superhero movie.
Yeah, you must have been really happy.
My expectations were very low, so I think that's the trick to enjoy movies nowadays, is just go in with super low expectations and not be disappointed. And sometimes they do disappoint me. Not this one, I gotta be honest. I enjoyed it. I had fun.
Okay, so,
let's start right from the top.
Fury of the Gods.
Fury of the Gods.
Mm-hmm.
So it's directed by David F. Sandberg. He directed the first one, so he's coming back.
Okay.
Okay. Starring Zachary Levi, Jack Dylan Grazer, Dame Helen Mirren, one of your faves.
Oh, yes, she is indeed.
Yes, and Lucy Liu.
Yes, she's also a good player.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. And Zachary Levi, he makes nice trousers or jeans.
Not the same guy.
No, it's different.
No, that's Levi's with an S.
Oh, it's got an S on it. It must be with him and his brother.
Do you think they got into a fight and he dropped the S? Might have happened.
Do you want me to do the plot?
Let's do the plot. Go to the plot.
There's a lot of different, you know, Freddie, Mary, Eugene, and Tony.
Yeah.
Okay. Billy Batson and his adopted siblings, that's Freddie, Mary, Pedro, Eugene, and Darla, now gifted with superpowers, but face the three daughters of Atlas, Hespera, Calypso, and Anthea.
There you go.
You know they're bad, it's because they give them super names, don't they? They give them some, you know, you've got Freddie, Mary, and Pedro, and then you've got Hespera and Calypso.
They're Greek goddesses, so they have to have Greek goddesses' names, I guess. No?
Why?
Because that's how it works.
But most of us don't know they're Greek goddesses.
You gotta watch the movie to find out.
So hang on, they got all these superpowers, but they were adopted.
Superpowers come with birth? Is that?
Well, yeah, but he just happened to adopt people that had superpowers.
No. They were a foster family.
Right.
And they got superpowers as a family.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yes, that makes sense.
Well, because superheroes make perfect sense in real world. No, they don't. It's imagination.
Since when have you been in the real world?
Fair enough. I don't want to be in it right now, I gotta be honest.
Yeah, just read, don't ask questions.
Here we go. Positives. Zachary Levi is still the perfect actor to play the man-child that is Shazam. People might know Zachary Levi from the classic TV show Chuck. He did a TV show called Chuck back in the day.
Well, wasn't that sort of nasty dummy thing?
No, you're thinking of a Chucky. Again, you just keep dropping letters and names and assuming. Why are you doing
it? I thought Chucky was the the food stores for kids.
No, that's Chuck E. Cheese. You're compressing words.
No, it's very rude to do that.
I know.
Or Chuck E. Cheese.
I'm just saying.
You know. Very rude.
But again, Zachary Levi, great in the performance.
Okay.
And perfect for that character.
Man-child. What is he? Man or a child?
He's actually... okay, this is going to be complicated to explain. But Billy
Nothing
Batson...
Nothing has been complicated so far.
Fair enough. Billy Batson is a kid. He's a an almost 18-year-old kid.
Right.
That when he turns into Shazam, he turns into a full-grown man. So Shazam is Zachary Levi, but he is technically inside a kid. Like Big, like Tom Hanks in Big, your favorite actor.
That's why I haven't seen that movie.
You've never seen Big? Come on.
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So anyway, okay, now it's... Yes.
Jack Dylan Grazer, who plays Freddy, is once again the standout of the film, bringing most of the heart to the proceedings. Like, this kid has talent. You know when you see somebody and you're like, oh, this kid's going to go somewhere? I think Jack Dylan Grazer has a chance to be an all-time great. I think he is a very capable actor, really good actor.
Don't look any further. I mean,
what do you mean?
Are you looking at me?
No, no, you don't act. You acted once in a blue moon.
No, it wasn't once.
Many times?
Two or three times.
Okay.
Wouldn't hire me after that.
The thing is, you're like Daniel Day-Lewis. You take like 5 years between performances.
Takes me 5 years to learn a performance.
So, even though the story is about superpowered people hitting each other, the film has heartfelt moments and some depth about needing a family or somewhere to belong. Again, it is a DC movie. There's a lot of punching and flying and stuff, but they do try to get to the core of the situation about Billy Batson trying to belong and trying to have a family. I think they did a good job with that.
Okay.
I felt it. Good chemistry between Grazer and Rachel Ziegler, who plays Anthea. They play a little bit of a romantic interest, and they are young kids, and gotta be honest, it's sometimes hard to find that, to buy the romantic moments in superhero movies. I bought it. I felt the attraction. I felt the chemistry. They did a good job. Great actors.
Okay.
High quantity of funny pop culture references. The movie is packed with pop culture references, even from other movies, and they work really well because the actors are gifted comic actors, and they do a good job with it. I highly enjoyed it. Me being obviously a movie fan and a pop culture fan, I really enjoy those moments.
Would I recognize any of the pop culture?
Yeah, they're classic movies. They mentioned the Fast and the Furious films and other stuff that you would recognize, I imagine.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Go on. No, carry on.
Incredible moment when Dame Helen Mirren is reading a letter written by our heroes, full of mistakes and tangents. It's hard to explain written down, but it was honestly the most laugh-out moment in the theater. Me and my wife were cracking up. People in theater were cracking up. It is a really funny moment because Helen Mirren is a classical Shakespearean actor.
Mm-hmm.
And her delivering, like reading these lines out loud, was just hysterical. I really enjoyed that moment. Mm-hmm. The family themes are heavy, but are all played really well. There are a lot of family themes, and they really do a good job. The buddy cop vibe between Freddy and the wizard, played by Jimon Hounsou. Again, I love me a good pairing in a movie. I think good pairings are classic in these kind of like high ensemble films, and that pairing in particular is
paired,
really good back and forth.
They paired Jimon Hounsou with
yeah.
Is he one person or two?
Jimon Hounsou is one person.
Okay,
one actor.
Okay. And have we seen him before?
Yeah, he was in Gladiator.
Well, the original one.
Yeah, with Russell Crowe. He was
really
he was his friend, the black gladiator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Haven't heard of him since then.
He's done really small jobs. He actually gave an interview not too long ago about him actually not getting a lot of jobs.
Oh, they did a movie about that, didn't they?
No, he did an interview.
They should have done a movie, then they'd have got somebody to play him.
He did an interview, but yeah, he's looking for it. The most original take on unicorns. I've never seen, like, this take on unicorns. I gotta be honest, I was surprised and pleasantly surprised how they addressed the unicorn thing. I enjoyed it. I gotta be honest.
Were they pink?
No, they are...
Do they have rainbow
tails? They are described as the most fearful creature in the magical world.
Right.
So they're mean unicorns.
They're not sort of the ones with
rainbow
tails.
No. A post-credit scene that might mean that there is a chance of Zachary Levi to reprise the role. This has to do a lot about executives and where that company is going.
Uh-huh.
But they did a little post-credit scene that might... mean that Zachary Levi, the actor, has a future playing this character, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
Negatives.
Okay.
Lucy Liu gives probably her worst performance of her career.
Oh, really?
It was dreadful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the overacting, she hammed it up the whole time. She used a weird accent. I was just amazed at how bad it was.
She speaks very highly of you.
I think she's a great actress, but this role, this performance was just rough. Waste of Helen Mirren's talent.
Yeah, because it seems to me a strange choice for this movie.
I think she's at this point cashing in a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And this obviously is one of those. And it's weird to see her deliver some of these lines and ham it up. And mm-hmm. It was just weird. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it. Too much respect for her to be doing this. Too many special effects. It's been a constant problem for DC films, which sadly has started to pass over to Marvel films. You know me, I like a good special effect that seems real.
Mm-hmm.
DC has always been categorized as big special effects and big explosions and people flying. And this movie has a lot of them, and it's overwhelming. And it looks super fake. It looks super CGI. And I mentioned the Marvel thing because Marvel is going a little through a bit of a crisis regarding quality.
It's funny you should mention that, because I was talking to Yasmin earlier about the movie she went to see, and she mentioned the same thing. Too many...
John Wick, really?
...effects in the fight scene. So we'll get back to that when we talk to...
Interesting.
Interesting,
because normally John Wick, they do a lot of what we call practical effects,
mm-hmm.
where they do what Tom Cruise does for a Mission Impossible movie, that he hangs on to the plane to make it look real, because it is mm-hmm. real. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A sad cameo at the end. I'm not going to spoil it, but... It is a cameo of an actor that's been fired, which is sad.
It could be worse, because in Yasmin's film, which we're going to talk about later, mm-hmm. When we get to something good, the guy that is in the movie got killed, and he's died.
Are you really spoiling a movie?
No.
Oh, no, yeah. Well, but yeah, you are kind of spoiling the movie.
The
yeah,
actor,
but I understand, but you just spoiled that the thing dies in the movie. I gotta be honest.
No, he doesn't.
You just said that.
No, I didn't.
Oh, well. Jasmine's fine. You just spoiled the movie, but okay. Moving on.
But you don't know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. Because a lot of people get killed.
A lot of people don't, but I do know who you're talking about. some very violent moments not suitable for kids. There's a couple of moments that you're like, wow, that was heavy. In fact, the moment I'm seeing it happening, I'm assuming he's going to be saved by a superhero so he doesn't get hurt, but
mm-hmm.
that doesn't happen. And even the dialogue is kind of creepy. Like, it was a specific moment. I was like, that is rough. It's like one of the villains has the power of, like, mind control, and he grabs an innocent man and tells him to walk off a building to his death. And it actually happens, and nobody saves him, and then she has a dialogue about she forgot how squishy... how they explode like grapes.
Lovely.
I know, and you're like, oh, this is a movie for kids. And it's not graphical. They don't show the body landing or anything, mm-hmm. but how they depict it is very, very violent. And I was shocked, I gotta be honest.
Right. Well, we're going to take a piece of music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров.
How's your Russian, by the way? You need to learn Russian. There we go. That is Snap, and I've got the power. 16 minutes right now before the 9 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. We're looking at the movies with Andreas and Andreas Clementi, and we're looking at Shazam.
Shazam, here we go. Final comments, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Came in with very low expectations and came out having a really good time at the movies. The film is funny with some cool action scenes and some heartfelt moments. Still, sadly, the fate of the franchise seems bleak. The visuals are not enough to warrant a movie theater experience. Wait for it to come out on HBO Max and watch with some homemade treats, a big screen TV, and cool sound system.
Is that for me?
That is actually, no.
Sure.
Yes.
Not the wife.
No, not the wife. It's okay. Work.
Okay. So that's it then. Stay at home.
Stay at home. Watch it at home. Enjoy at home.
You pay another subscription.
Don't pay another subscription for it.
No, it's not worth. Okay. So that's. I want to have a guest, Min.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. So, without giving anybody away, because nobody died in the movie, what was your sort of roundup of John Wick?
I'll probably talk about that movie next week, by the way.
Well, let's talk about it now, because this will probably be more interesting.
The thing is, she goes to premiere. The movie hasn't premiered.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
it. Yeah, she can't even talk about it.
Now you're getting on my wick.
What can I say? The movie, I think the movie comes out not even this week, but next, no? Or
no,
this week? No, this week.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
So we've got a day to wait.
But she can't talk about it. She has an embargo on talking about it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how it goes when you go to premieres.
Well, that's it then. I might as well go home.
What have you been watching?
Me?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing?
No. I don't have time to watch TV.
Okay.
Or go to the movies.
Okay, wow. Busy guy.
Not really. I don't know. I'll only go to the movies if there's something really exceptional that I want to see.
Interesting.
I mean, I went to see Avatar.
Did you enjoy that experience?
I did.
There you go.
See?
Good stuff.
I did.
So what?
I can talk about that.
Is there any movie you're looking forward to watching in a movie theater?
I don't know. Is it? Is what's coming up? What's new? Right. That's ruled that out then.
Like I'm thinking about Mission Impossible. You might be interested in that one.
Oh,
no?
I haven't heard about one of those for a long time.
Do you enjoy them?
Yes.
Then why does it matter if there are a lot of them? If you keep enjoying them.
Is it still Tom Cruise?
It's still Tom Cruise. Kicking ass.
Wow.
In this one, he jumps off a cliff. On a motorbike and parachutes. Before he falls.
Why don't you spoil the movie before I go and see it?
The stunt is all over the internet. He did it in real life. It's
really?
Crazy. Yeah. Uh-huh. He's crazy.
Does he have a wheelchair? Or?
No, man. He keeps doing his own stuff.
He's silly.
I gotta be honest. The only fitting way for him to die is doing a stupid stunt. Like, the stuff he does is
sure
ridiculous.
I'm sure he will not appreciate that comment.
I think he would want to. I mean, this man... does crazy things. Him. I can't imagine what the rate of the insurance for these productions are.
Mm-hmm.
It must be incredibly high. Because the probability of him getting hurt is ridiculous. Famously, in one of the movies, I think it was the sixth one, he had to jump from building to building, and he miscalculated the landing and broke his foot.
I mean, the insurance must be pretty high, right?
It must be crazy. It must, like, it's funny because, again, it's on the internet. He breaks his foot, but he knew that he had to continue the scene because it was a tough shot. So mm-hmm. he had to climb his way up on the side of the building and run past camera. And he had to do that on a broken foot. It's just, the guy is crazy. And he's 60 years old, I think.
Is that all?
It's for the stuff he does, it's pretty up
hey,
there.
Hey, you haven't seen me get out of bed in the morning.
Oh, man, you probably are. When I see you, I think, oh, look at Tom Cruise.
Takes 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So do we have a spate of new movies coming out?
Right now comes the summer. I think a lot of people are putting a lot of money into the Mario Brothers movie that's coming out for kids.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you were playing?
No, I'm working, Jerry.
Oh, okay.
You keep saying I'm playing. I'm working.
You were using the something.
Now everybody works through WhatsApp. Sadly, it's the new way of people communicating.
Mm-hmm. Just sad, really.
Well, yeah.
I used to have the phone. But, I mean, you know, why do we come up with a new name? Because this is not a phone anymore.
Nobody calls?
You know, what? No, nobody calls. But we don't use them so much. We don't use them as a phone. I mean, I make very, very few phone calls in a month. Why do we still call it a phone? Give me a new name for this.
I know.
Speechless.
Computer?
No.
It's a computer. It's a small computer.
It's not very ingenious.
It's not creative, but it's a computer. No. What it really is, the computer.
It's stronger than the computer that went to the moon.
Okay.
The original one.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure.
So we should be able to go to the moon.
I've been trying to. I jump really high. I don't get it.
Yeah, well, if you need any help, let me know.
Okay. We'll both try to get to the moon with an iPhone.
So nothing, anything high on your list that you're expecting to see?
Listen,
it doesn't have a cake.
I'm actually really interested in the new movie that's coming out about how Nike signed Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Okay, as sponsored Michael Jordan and became this huge Air Jordan stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That movie's coming out. It's coming out both in theaters and Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
It's an Amazon Prime movie. I think it's written and directed by Ben Affleck and Matt Damon, if I'm not mistaken.
Affleck.
At least written by them.
Mm-hmm.
And also they perform, obviously. But I'm really looking for that one. I think that's the one I'm most hype about right now. I think Dungeons and Dragons, that's coming out in a couple of weeks. I think it's going to be a surprise hit. I think people are not expecting very much of it, and I think people are really going to enjoy it. It looks funny. It looks well. The cast looks great. I think that's going to be the surprise hit of the early summer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I would put my money on that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm trying to think what else is coming out. Mario Brothers looks good. I hope they nail it because it's a huge franchise, and I know Nintendo's putting a lot of hope in that. But let's see how it goes.
Okay. But, I mean, how do you make it's so popular as a game. And I think they made a movie. Did they make a movie before?
1990s.
Oh, yeah?
A dreadful reviewed movie that's become so bad it's become cult. People keep watching it about how bad it is. With Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo. But this movie is really hyped up. It looks really fantastic. It's animated because, obviously, the last time they tried to do a live-action movie, it didn't work. So they didn't make it animated. It looks, again, really truthful to the franchise, to the content, to the video game. So that's, I'm looking forward to that. I'm actually pretty excited about Succession that's coming up. The last season's coming up in NHBO Max starting this Sunday. I don't know if you've ever seen that show.
HBO Max, no.
Fantastic. Succession is probably one of the best written shows.
What's it about?
It's about a family, like the Murdochs.
Mm-hmm.
They own a conglomerate of communications and about succession, the the snake pit that is that, mm-hmm. that is mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. and the quabbles between the family members and how that amount of money can really corrupt human beings. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really fantastic. It's just, and the dialogue is brutal. I'm a huge fan of that show.
Okay.
Well, so that's coming up.
I'll probably never see it.
Did you see the zombie show? No.
The what show?
No, they did a zombie show recently that was huge, like, worldwide, called The Last of Us.
A what show?
A TV show about zombies called The Last of Us.
I don't think I've watched a zombie movie in my life.
No?
Oh, I watched Thriller. The Michael Jackson.
Oh, come on.
There's zombies in it.
Right, fair enough.
Yeah, but no, I don't go to zombie movies.
Okay. It's a TV show. You can watch it at home.
I'm sure I can, but I don't... Zombies aren't real, you know that, they...
Do you watch anything that's real? Is Avatar real? Are the blue people
real? Yeah, no, that's
are
real. They? That's yeah. real. They got an award for it being real.
Yeah. You can't get both, Jerry. You can't be criticizing stuff that it's unreal, and then you're like, I really enjoyed Avatar.
I can't. I just can't get away with it.
Nah, you can't get away with it.
All right, man. So what's it's going to be John Wick next week then?
John Wick next week, then Dungeons and Dragons. I didn't watch Scream 6. I never know anybody watched Scream 6 that can tell me how that movie is. Is it worth it? I don't know if I'm up to the task of watching once again the Ghostface Killer killing teens. Over that.
They just don't. It's like zombies, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good point. Like, yeah. You're moving on. Yeah.
All right. Well, I look forward to hearing about John Wick next week.
Yes, sir.
You'll be able to talk about it next week, I suppose.
She can. She can.
She can talk about it.
By the way, those roses are pretty dead, Jasmine.
I know.
I'm just saying. You look like a...
It happens, you know.
You look like you like them better that way than real. Because they've been there for so long.
Stop looking at me. I'm still here. I'm
just like, for anybody out there listening, there's like a 12 bouquet of roses just... They've been dead probably a week.
I'm saving them. And give them back to the wife.
Oh, man. It looks nice.
All right, man. As always, thanks so much.
All the best, my friend. Take care.
Andrea Clementi with us for this week's movie review. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just, exactly 5.5 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. If you missed the news at 8, we've got it for you in 5.5 minutes' time.
Perfect.
All of nature.
Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
And that is Change and A Lover's Holiday. If you're not keeping eye on the time, it's just after 16 minutes after 9 o'clock. We'll check in with Yasmin a little bit later. I believe we have a couple of people born on this day in the world of entertainment, especially in music. And also a couple of belated thanks. Two birthday wishes which were passed to me yesterday on Facebook, Solange and Ed Anker, big thanks to them, Ellen, Diamond, Rowena, and Phil up there. We'll be back in Delaware, I believe, now. So a big thanks to all of them. So there we go. Let me see. What have I got for you musically next? I've got this one from a diva.
Best place to be in the mornings.
hear the guitar start to play, and very soon they say I was a fool to turn my love away. And with each glass of wine I feel a glow, and very soon I know I was a fool to let my baby go. So let the couples dancing through the night, they hold each other tight as they dance on and on till the morning light. The soft embraces that they seem to share just make me feel aware of the loneliness I've tried so hard to bear. So let the heartache
there we go with Let the Heartaches Begin. Long John Baldry was his name, and then say before that one was a diva and Warning. And it's hello again to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning again.
Thank you. Yes, again. So how's the morning so far?
Oh, busy, I guess.
Oh, good. And what's what has Wednesday got in store for Yasmin?
Well, today is a big event at MacMusine.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. And everybody is invited to go because the entrance is totally free.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go and learn a little bit from different women because this is a woman event.
Mm-hmm.
But let me tell you the calendar because it already started today at 9.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go until 6 p.m. today.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going after lunch, and they're going to be talking about different topics about women in businesses, women in publicity, and a lot more. So everybody's invited to go there.
And women of World with Jerry.
Also. Creative Industries in Panama. They're going to be talking about books also. Different and interesting topics.
That's so great. Yeah.
You can go to their Instagram account at Mac Panama, that's Mac Museum, and get the calendar for today.
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay. And is it just today or is it over a few days?
It's just today.
It's just for today.
But
so
the
there.
Whole day, yes.
Yeah, so get stuck in there.
Exactly.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, good. So you'll enjoy that.
Yes, thank you.
Anything else you're going to be doing? Or is that enough?
No, yes, exactly.
Because you can be there all afternoon.
Not all afternoon, but yeah, I'm going to try to be the most of the time that I can.
Oh, great. And now, did we find anybody born on this day in music?
Oh, yes, of course. The first one is Keith Ralph.
Okay.
He was born in 1943. English musician, the Yardbirds, who had the 1965 UK number 3 and US number 6 single, For Your Love.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to tell you this sad part.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that? Ralph died at age 33.
Oh, really? No, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. On May 14, 1966, that's my year, when he was electrocuted.
Oh, electrocuted.
Electrocuted.
Oh, my gosh.
In the basement of his home while playing his electrically grounded guitar.
Wow.
That's so sad.
It is. I wonder which song he was playing.
And he was just 33. I was
What? No, I didn't know that, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Good grief.
Very sad.
I better play his music then.
Oh, yes, please.
Here we go. For Your Love. It's the Yardbirds. Great song, that one.
Yeah, mm. Nice. Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dentist has started work. How nice.
Sounds a little bit like that song.
Yes. We get it all here. What with roadworks in the middle of the night, the dentist while we're working on air.
So that's the same that you were listening?
No. It wasn't that. It was. It must have been a machine probably laying some kind of road surface, because it was continuous. It's a continuous sort of like a humming noise.
Mm-hmm.
And then occasionally, say, you've got the beep, 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 which is what you get when a piece of equipment is reversing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, that's nice. Let's see if we can find a piece of music that goes in with that. Oh, they've heard us. Never mind. Okay. Who else we got, yes?
Okay, the next one is Patrick Olive.
Okay.
He was born in 1947. Hot Chocolate, who had the 1975 US number 3 single You Sexy Thing, the 1977 UK number 1 single So You Win Again, and over 25 other top 40 hits.
Yeah, they did really well. And the one we're going to play is So You Win Again.
Thank you.
There we go. Never a bad time to have hot chocolate. So there we go. That's hot chocolate. And so you win again. Mm-hmm. Nice one, huh?
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking the other day because I was sort of going through all my music and it goes through the sort of, you know, the years of your life, I guess, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I suddenly realized because with all the people that are dying, all the artists we're losing, you know, whether they're actors or musicians or writers, doesn't matter, or just people you know, is you suddenly realize that your generation is being wiped off.
Mm-hmm.
Gone.
Yeah.
So everything that was around you at the time has disappeared, dissipated.
Mm-hmm.
Scary feeling, really.
Yeah, but you know, there's a lot of people that are trying to bring those times back.
Oh, so. Yeah. No, but what I mean mm-hmm. from, you know, like the perspective, you know, the
like
of
the
somebody living there. You know, yeah, because, you know, all these people
mm-hmm.
are still the same age that I remember them as.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why I find it really strange when you see some of these groups that have been sort of going for donkey's years.
Mm-hmm.
And you see these artists and you think, Good grief, they've changed. You know, if anything, the ones that haven't really changed that much are the Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
They look just the same. I think they were probably old when they were born. The Rolling Stones. I mean, they never cease to amaze me, I tell you.
Yeah, but do you know who else is coming back? Do you remember Menudo?
Menudo, of course, mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're coming back.
Oh, good.
I saw it on the news.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was like, wow.
Oh, good, yeah. Why not? But one thing I don't, you know, in a way, like a lot of the old artists that were popular in my time, mm-hmm. right? But sometimes when they try, like now, to bring out a new album,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't have the audience.
Exactly, it's a little generation. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Sometimes I wish, you know, that they didn't. It's upsetting when you hear them and they just don't sound right.
Mm.
Only exception to that,
mm-hmm.
Shirley Bassey, mm-hmm. believe it or not. Mm-hmm. She still sounds as good today
mm-hmm.
as she did all that time ago. It wasn't that long ago. She released something new.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Mm. 22 minutes before the hour of 10, yes? And what have we got tomorrow? We've got Alex coming in tomorrow, do we?
Hopefully.
Hopefully, mm-hmm. all right. And by the way, on Friday,
mm-hmm.
now we often talk or exchange messages, don't we, with Paul Dixon,
mm-hmm.
over there in South London,
and
his wife Maria. Well, guess what? They're in Panama. And on Friday,
I'm going to meet him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. on Friday, in the last hour of the program, they're going to be here with us in the studio,
mm-hmm.
which is all going to be rather nice.
Oh, yes, so nice.
So, yeah, and then we're all going to go and have lunch.
Good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That'd be nice too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, so things to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yes, we'll have a wonderful time.
Thank you, you too.
We will both be back with everybody in the morning.
Exactly.
All right, have a good day.
Thank you.
By the way, how's Ian getting on?
Oh, he's fine.
He's fine?
Mm-hmm.
Still saxophoning?
Oh, yes.
Good lad. Much better than dragon boat racing.
Oh, yes.
Yes, because you can do that any time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when you get... All right, give me my best wishes.
Okay, thank you.
And back to the music. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I mentioned Shirley Bassey. I'll see if I can dig out one or two tracks of hers. But we're also talking about the Rolling Stones, how they've never changed. From all the days when they started doing this to how they are now, still going strong. This is the Rolling Stones and Little Red Rooster. There we go, yes. The Rolling Stones and Little Red Rooster. Now, I mentioned about Shirley Bassey and sort of going back in time. It's a song that was covered by quite a lot of artists. It was called What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life? And it was lyrics written by Alan Bergman and Marilyn Bergman. The original music written by Michel Legrand for the 1969 movie, which was called The Happy Ending. The song was nominated for an Academy Award and Best Original Song, but lost out to Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. What a shame. Now, let's see, who covered it? Many, many, many. I said Barbara Streisand covered it. And it's been on, by the way, so many easy listening albums as well. It was also on the album The Way We Were by Barbara Streisand. Dusty Springfield also recovered it. And I tell you what, let's stop. Let's go back to Shirley Bassey. I could go on forever with that one. What are you doing the rest of your life?
What are you doing? North and south and east and west of your life. I have only one request of your life, that you spend it all with me. All the seasons and the times of your days, all the nickels and the dimes of your day. Let the reasons and the rhymes of your days all begin and end with me. I want to see your face in every kind of light. In fields of dawn, let me be the one to hear the silent wish you made. Those tomorrows waiting deep in your eyes, in the wood of love you keep in your eyes, I'll awaken what's asleep in your eyes. It may take a kiss or two. Dream was ours tomorrow. but I won't forget what I did for love, what I did for.
She has Shirley Bassey, Twitter wrote there, and what we did for love is that second one. And the first one is to say, the way we were. That was, as I said, recorded by so many people. That's, by the way, So the Way We Were, this one I was going to play, but the other one, which was the one that was covered by so many people, What Are You Doing the Rest of Your Life? A reason I sort of stopped, because the number of it's absolutely incredible. Robert Goulet, Peggy Lee, Diana Ross, Scott Walker, Andy Williams, Vince Hill, Jack Jones, Johnny Mathis, Chris Connor, Aka Bilk, Frank Sinatra, Anita O'Day, Jimmy Russell, Mel Torme, Bill Hayes, the list goes on and on. Julie Andrews also did it as well. So, yeah, what of us now? I'm going to finish off, actually, this morning with one from Shirley Bassey, and it's called The Living Tree, and this was from 2007. It came off of an album which she brought out. It was called Get the Party Started. The Living Tree was written by Catherine Feeney together with Nikki Lamborn of the band Never the Bride, who recorded the song for their 2002 album Surprise. It was a top 40 hit for Shirley Bassey in 2007. unfortunately, there we have to leave. The Living Tree, Shirley Bassey there, 2007. And she's great. I've got an album. Look out for an album, by the way. It's called 40 Decades of Song. And that was a while ago as well, I can tell you, with some of Shirley Bassey's greatest songs on there. Right, well, say, that's it. That brings us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. Thanks go out this morning to Andreas Clementi, for today's movie review. And that was all about the movie Shazam. We'll put a little bit of information on our website about that as well today. Big thanks, as always, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all our social media work and all our bookings and everything else. If you fancy coming on to the show, you've got something interesting to talk about, do get in touch. You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. 677-18822. 677-18822. Perhaps even if you want to advertise with us, you can use that as well. So big thanks to Yasmin. Big thanks to my co-producer, Neil. Neil Danby gets a lot of our background information for us on the show. He's back over there in the UK right now. And also to, let's say, baby, thank you to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, who was there at the airport. I think she was in Delhi, going to, last year, having a day of rest tomorrow. I think she deserves it. And then she's making her way back to us here in Panama. So big thanks to Ingrid. Say, boys and girls, a group of God, who keep us up and running. As always, big thank you to them. And also, most importantly, to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show on 89.3 Cool FM. I'll be back with you same time tomorrow, 7 o'clock in the morning. Whatever it is you can be doing between now and then, you know what I say. Please, please, please do it carefully. What do I want to be doing tomorrow? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Karas, co-producer Neil Danby.